Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is impossible that any of the sons of men could ever grasp the depths of the soul sufferings of Christ. Yet for our learning and humbling, he has seen fit to give us a record of them in the Psalms. Psalm 102 is one of those Psalms. The very title of this Psalm is a prayer of the afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. He begins this record by calling upon the one in whom he trusted, and whose will he came to perform in the earth. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Christ became the afflicted for us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. What anguish of heart is upon him as he sees his life consumed, and feels the pain of the sin of his people in his very bones. Every day of his life he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, and not one of those for whom he underwent this suffering either understood it, nor could any stand with him in the midst of it. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. We read that he spent much time in prayer and fasting. His fasting was not some religious exercise which he undertook out of habit or conformity to dogma, but rather the burden of our sin which he bore was so great and occupied his mind and heart to the extent that he forgot to eat. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Both the owl and the pelican are solitary birds. You will not find a flock of owls nor a group of pelicans. The Lord Jesus Christ had meat to eat that the world knew not of. He trod the winepress of God's wrath alone, and there was no beauty seen in him by the men of this world. While sparrows are generally seen in great flocks, flitting about here and there, yet he likens himself to a single sparrow, which is indeed an oddity in the natural realm. There is none like him. No one else could or would have undertaken our redemption, apart from him who loved his own, even unto the death of the cross. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. How glorious it is to consider that before the world was ever formed, the Lord of glory determined a particular hour wherein he would manifest the deliverance of his people upon whom he would show mercy. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Herein has he demonstrated his great favor to Zion, which he chose in Christ from before the foundation of the world. The whole creation centers around this set time. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. This is indeed that set time which prompts all of creation to fall upon their faces and worship him who is the beginning and the end. The reign of Christ is set forth as we see him fulfill that new covenant which he promised to give. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Not only has he canceled the debt of sin which his people owed, but he has made an offering which could and has taken away their sin, not only judicially, but in their heart and mind. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, that is, set apart. This is reconciliation. Those who were rebels by choice and nature do now throw down their arms and worship at his footstool, loving even the dust and stones of his kingdom. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Are you reconciled unto him who suffered for sinners?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.